This episode sponsored by Headshop.com. Looking for your next go-to smoke shop? Headshop.com has you covered. Headshop.com is the online smoke shop trusted by over 100,000 happy customers, and they've got everything in one place. Dab rigs, vaporizers, glass bongs, smoking pipes, plus THC flower, gummies, and drinks. And right now at Headshop.com, the more you buy, the more you save. Get up to 30% off THC flower, gummies, and drinks delivered legally nationwide straight to your door, fast and discreet. Skip the hassle of shopping around. Headshop.com has what you need. Visit Headshop.com today and smoke smarter.
Why are you not bobbing your head, bro? It's banging.
Bro,
oh.
I have to bob my head to like that? Song.
What is passing the Cortez, though? You say if it passed the Cortez, that should have hit.
Oh my, listen, sonically?
Oh.
I just don't like the way it sounds.
There you go.
Sonically.
Yeah.
What sonically mean?
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
I'm not going to lie. People out here, you know, breaking down music, not even knowing what sonically means. You know what I'm saying? Covering the whole landscape of music, you know what I'm saying?
Shepherd.
Nah, I gotta tell him, because at the end of the day, if you don't know what sonically means, why are you using it in a sentence? Why are you using it in a way that could deter another rapper from making the music that he wants to make? You know what I'm saying?
But then, you know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, look at this state of hip-hop. Like, what's going on?
Anyways, so, you know, this video set to the side. Safe to say I'm a huge RDC fan, and that definitely made me laugh, because, of course, sonically speaking, this specific track right here is one of the better tracks off of the album, not gonna lie to you. Not only because, you know, Burna Boy is on, I think Jermaine and Burna Boy definitely found a pocket together on this album. I believe Only You, there's a specific part of the track where, sonically speaking, this is humming in the background. It's like, basically, you know, I don't know how to replicate it. It's happening in the back whenever J. Cole is starting his first verse, right? All right. So basically, when Burna Boy comes on, that part goes away. And sonically, I just think it fits the beat so much that they should have kept bringing it back. I think it happens around like the 40 or 50th, 52nd mark of the track. And basically, sonically, you know, for those who are out there wondering, it's basically production, right? It's sonically, if it's pleasing, it means like the production is on point. The audio, not really looking at the lyrical content, is on point. So, you know, if you want to put it in layman's term, that's what it means. It's not the textbook definition. I'm just letting you know off the top of the head, because I use that a lot. And I was like, you know what? People probably don't know what sonically means. Let me start using that more. So anyways, sonically speaking, the guy who's humming in the background, that, I know I'm doing a terrible impression, but y'all get the point. That should have been throughout the entire beat, because that's too much. That should have been used for the verses, because I think that would have uplifted the track even more. Even though I still think this is one of the best tracks off of the album, if not the best. Probably not the best, because as far as a storytelling album, I think you have to quantify the best off of this album differently. Looking at it from a standpoint of Jermaine wanting to tell stories, I think the track talking about doing life with your partner, which is insane, right? He was talking about like he's about to get locked up forever. The whole time he talking about significant other.
You guys.
Anyways, the doing life track, I'll probably say that's one of the better lyrical tracks. The life sentence track, more specifically. I Love Her Again is prime J. Cole. Reminding me of when he rapped about his first time. I think I Love Her Again from a storytelling aspect. And then, of course, Safety. Safety is a heater from a storytelling aspect. Anyways, my fault. I told you I like this album. So Only You, keeping everything in mind, I think this could have been the single off of the album. Only You is like a straight up banger from start to finish. I just think the overall, I was playing off of the RDC sonically. I think sonically, the guy humming in the background at the start of Jermaine's verse should have hummed at the start of Burna Boy's verse. But hey, that's just me. You know, maybe y'all listen to it and be like, nah, the humming guy should have went away earlier. He should have never came on the track. So, that's how I feel. So when it comes to that, safe to say, there's some other things I want to dive into. Oh, yeah. So Jermaine's out here basically selling CDs. And I want to get an actual quote from him. So Analytic Dreams video on Spotify to see the video along with the audio. But essentially speaking, Jermaine said NCAA&T. I don't know what that means. It's probably some type of college, right? It's probably North Carolina A&T, something like that. First time I ever sold a physical version of my own full project was on your campus during homecoming. Well, that confirms it. Definitely a college campus. We sold the come up for $1 out of the trunk of this car. I'm about to drive to Greensboro right now to see if I can sell a couple copies of the Fall Off. Now, who did Jermaine think he's talking to?
I know that ain't who I think it is.
Jermaine, nah, I know back in the day you used to sell these for a dollar, but come on, man. Come on, man. You one of the more polarizing figures we've ever had in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously, if you pull up to Greensboro, you're going to need all type of security, which, you know, funny enough, he actually did. He had a lot of police at the event when he pulled up. So this is him pulling up right here. Yep. All type of police, because you already know, that's basically, if you don't have the right, you know, law enforcement there or present, they're going to be shutting that thing down because, you know, it's going to be too much as far as, you know, I don't think it's inciting a riot. I think it's just some type of law. I'm not a lawyer. Yeah, I get the point. Jermaine definitely pulled up and he had all the police around him, so he was able to run that event accordingly. Selling CDs out of a truck is crazy. I wonder if he signed those CDs. Anyways, so yeah, I think this is my favorite track. That's what I have to say from a Sonic perspective of the track. That's the thing I would add, but overall the track is perfect. I mean, just straight up phenomenal. So that being said, continuing our deep dive Glazathon pause of Jermaine's album The Fall Off, let's get into the next track right now.
This episode sponsored by headshop.com. looking for your next go-to smoke shop? headshop.com has you covered. Headshop.com is the online smoke shop trusted by over 100,000 happy customers, and they've got everything in one place. Dab rigs, vaporizers, glass bongs, smoking pipes, plus THC flower, gummies, and drinks. And right now at Headshop.com, the more you buy, the more you save. Get up to 30% off THC flower, gummies, and drinks, delivered legally nationwide straight to your door, fast and discreet. Skip the hassle of shopping around. Headshop.com has what you need. Visit headshop.com today and smoke smarter.